أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. إن شاء الله. مستر علي، just remind me at the end of the lecture. I try to see what's your problem, okay, with the setting issues, inshallah. But just remind me at the end of the lesson, please. Okay, Mr. Adil, where were you today? You weren't at school. I was searching about you because I attend the school at 3 p.m. But you weren't there, Mr. Adil. Supposed to be today and tomorrow. We have lectures in school. Okay. Yes. Okay, now with issue number 539, today we are dealing with what? Today we are dealing with the dying person. Definitely, okay, within issue number 539, what we are dealing with? Now what we are dealing with is to talk about, the dead person. Definitely the mu'min person, he feels at the moment of his dying. So, for example, if I'm dying now, I feel that my moment is coming. So, still that you are, that I'm alive, but I feel that my moment is coming. So there are some preparations I have to make while I'm dying. If I am able to put my legs forward to Kaaba and I sleep on my back, just like if I sit, I will face Qibla. This is the way that the dead person should be. If I cannot do that, maybe I am sick or in a situation that I can't move myself, so somebody else, it is better to what? To do that for me. You see, a Muslim who is dying, whether man or woman, old or young, should, as a measure of a precaution, be laid on his or her back if possible. Either, it doesn't matter if he's a male or female, both of them, they should, as a precaution, to be in such situation, if possible, in such a manner that the soles of his or her feet would face the Qibla, direction towards the holy Kaaba. It means when he or she sits, that they will face Qibla too. Issue number 540. It is recommended, by the way, Mr. Adil, we will have a text, we will have a test on next Sunday. Next Sunday. The test will be the issues of Hayd. The issues of health, that will be on, yes, let me check, no, to page, yes, 127 or 28, from issue number, I'll tell you, issue number 398, issue number 398, till issue number 527. 527, okay? Okay, issue number 540. It is recommended that the dead person, body should be laid facing the Qibla during the ghusls. It is recommended that the dead body should be laid facing the Qibla during the ghusls. However, when ghusls are completed, it is better to lay it the same way as it is laid when prayers are offered for it. It means, all right. Now with issue number 540, it is recommended that the dead body should be laid facing the Qibla during the ghusls. Okay? However, when ghusls are completed, it is better to lay it the same way as it, the dead body, is laid when prayers are offered for it. Okay, I think that's clear. Okay. Issue number 541. It is an obligatory precaution upon every Muslim. It is an obligatory precaution upon every Muslim to lay a dying person. Look, this is obligatory precaution. This is not recommended precaution. It is obligatory precaution upon every Muslim to lay a dying person facing the Qibla. And if the dying person consents to it, there is no need to seek the permission for it from the guardian. You know, the guardian, he is maybe the father, the grandfather, maybe the son, okay? This is the guardian. In Arabic, we call him al-wali. In Arabic, we call him al-wali. So, when a person dies, so we have to take permission from the guardian. Otherwise, the permission must be sought. If there is no permission, we have to sought about permission. We have to search about permission. Okay. It is recommended that the doctrinal, testimony of Islam, shahadatain, so that a Muslim, when he is dying, he must say the shahadatain. These two shahadatain, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashhadu anna Amir al-Mu'mineen Aliyan waliyullah. So we have to make these shahadatain, and the acknowledgement of the 12 imams and other tenets of faith should be inculcated. You know, these shahada, for example, person should say that أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأشهد أن علي بن أبي طالب إمامي وأشهد أن فاطمة الزهراء مولاتي وأشهد أن الحسن إمامي والحسين إمامي وعلي بن الحسين إمامي محمد الباقر إمامي جعفر الصادق إمامي موسى الكاظم إمامي علي الرضا إمامي محمد الجواد إمامي علي الهادي إمامي الحسن العسكري إمامي الإمام الحجة المنتظر عجل الله فرج وسهل الله مخرجه إمامي. All these are my imams, and Islam is my religion, and the Quran is my book. Okay, these are must be with all mu'mins, with all Muslims. Okay, and other tenets of faith should be inculcated to a dying person in such a manner that he, she would understand how it comes if he dies. Somebody, maybe he's saying, so how we are going to tell a dead person about such things. Definitely, we know that the dead person, he can hear, and his ear could or can listen for 72 hours. Even we have from Ruwayat, the tales of Ahlul Bayt, the progeny of the Prophet, that the dead person, when he dies and when he buried, he listened to the steps of his family, his friends, okay, whom they gathered to bury him when they left. He listened to their steps when they are leaving. Okay, so it is also recommended that these utterances are repeated till the time of his or her death. Okay, issue number 543. It is recommended that the following supplications should be read over to a dying person. When we say this is recommended, these are good things for a dead person to remind, to tell, to say when he is dying or after his death. What are these supplications? Okay, that he or she would understand. Allahumma ighfir li al-kathir. Listen to this supplication. Allahumma ighfir li al-kathir min ma'asik. وَقْبَلْ مِنِّي الْيَسِيرِ مِنْ طَاعَتِكِ يَا مَنْ يَقْبَلُ الْيَسِيرِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ الْكَثِيرِ اقْبَلْ مِنِّي الْيَسِيرِ وَعْفُ عَنِّي الْكَثِيرِ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَفُوُّ الْغَفُورِ اللَّهُمَّ مَرْحَمْنِي فَإِنَّكَ رَحِيمٌ. It is recommended, yes, it is recommended that the following supplication should be read over. I'll tell you the story of this supplication to a dying person in such manner that he or she would understand. Allahumma ighfir li al-kathir min ma'asik waqbal minni al-yasir min ta'atik ya man yaqbalu al-yasir ويعفو عن الكثير اقبل مني اليسير واعفو عني الكثير إنك أنت العفو الغفور اللهم ارحمني فإنك رحيم. It is mentioned that one of the young people, he was dying, and but he was what? He was suffers a lot, but he wasn't dying. Okay, so he suffers for a long days before he dies. So the people, it is during the duration of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny. So the people went to the Prophet Muhammad and they asked him to attend this young man. Then when the Prophet Muhammad, he came to this young man, he told him, say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammad rasulullah. But the young man, the dying man, he cannot say or utter a word from the Prophet what he had said. Then the Prophet asked, is this man, young man, has a mother? They told him, yes, the mother is here standing waiting for her son. Then the Prophet asked the mother, are you upset with your son? She said, yes, I am angry with him before Sittati Hijaj, before 6 years ago. I'm angry with him, I'm not talking with him. Then the Prophet asked her, please forgive him. Ala fardhi alayhi. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi asked the lady to forgive her son. Then he turned back to the mother because of the Prophet, for the sake of the Prophet. She asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for her son. Then the Prophet turned back to the boy and then asked him, say, Ya man yaqbalu al-kathir wa ya'fu anil. He told him, say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Then the boy talked. Now he is talking. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Then the Prophet asked him, why you didn't talk for the first time when I told you? The boy said, when you came to me and you asked me to say a shahadatain, there was a black one with a nasty smell, with bad clothes. He was catching my neck, and whatever I tried to say a word from what you said, from shahadatain, I couldn't, because he was catching my neck. Then, when my mother forgive me, that black man, that ugly man, move away, and there is another man with a white clothes, a very nice smell, nice face, he come. Then when I say the shahadatain, the white one come close to me and the black one away from me. Then the Prophet told him, okay, say after me what I'm saying. Ya man yaqbalu al-yaseer wa ya'fu ani al-kathir, iqbal minni al-yaseer wa afu ani al-kathir. Oh my Allah, whom you are accepting the little and releasing my sins, releasing my bad acts, accept from the little which I bring. Then the young boy said that the black one has left and only the white one is beside me, and he dies. You see how much important such supplications. Some people, they don't believe in supplications, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave supplications to the prophets. The prophet's weapons are what? Are supplications. Nothing but supplications. For that, all prophets, when they in a very, what we call it, bad situation or a critical situation, they use supplication. They use to ask Allah and pray to Allah, and Allah will answer them. Okay, issue number 544. It is mustahab to carry a person experiences painfully slow death to the place where he used to offer prayers, provided that it does not cause him any discomfort. It means if somebody, he dies somewhere else, here or there, so it is mustahab, as a recommended precaution, that we move him where he was praying, the place where he was praying. Ayna kan yusalli, so we have to move him, if that it is possible, if we can move him, and that's not be will, if that not will hurt him. Okay, so we, if it is possible to move him to the place where he was praying. Issue number 545. If a person is in the other, if a person is in the throes of death, the minutes of death. It is mustahab to recite by his side Surah Yasin, Surah Al-Safat, Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayat Al-Kursi, and the 54th verse of Surah Al-A'raf, and the last three verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. It is recommended to precaution. In fact, it is better to recite as much from the Holy Quran as possible. Allahumma ighfir li al-kathir min ma'asi waqbil minni yaseer al-da'i ya man yaqbil yaseer wa'afu an kathir waqbil minni yaseer. Innaka anta. Yes, you are right. Good, Mr. Ali al-Haydar. That's good. So, these are recommended precaution to read the surahs of from Holy Quran beside the dead person or the dying person. Issue number 546. It is makruh to leave a dying person alone. It is makruh to leave a dying person alone, or to place a weight on his stomach, put something heavy on his stomach, or to chatterly or wail near him, to scream near him, or to let only women remain with him, or to let only women near the dying person. It is makruh to be by his or her side in the state of janabe or hayd. So even if you are at the state of janabe or hayd, it is makruh to be beside the dead person. That's all for Islamic laws today. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.